早晨好。
Good morning, everybody.
我们一起来看几处的圣经。
Let's together look at a couple passages of scripture.
我们先翻开旧约圣经，阿莫斯书。
The Old Testament book of Amos.
旧约圣经阿莫斯书第五章。
Old Testament book of Amos, chapter 5.
不是特别好翻的，我们稍微等一下。
It's not easy to find, so we'll give everyone a moment.
旧约阿莫斯书第五章第十三节。
Amos chapter 5, verse 13.
所以，通达人见这样的时事，必静默不言，因为时事真恶。
Therefore, at such a time, the prudent person keeps silent, for it is an evil time.
最后一句话是因为时事真恶是今天我们要一同分享的题目。
The last phrase, for it is an evil time, is what we want to share upon today.
好，我们再翻到就是同一章二十四节。
In the same chapter and book, verse 24.
唯愿公平如大水滚滚，使公义如江河滔滔。
But let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream.
这句话是整本阿莫斯书的主题，它整本书就是在讲公义、公平的事。
So this verse is the theme of the book of Amos. The entire book is talking about fairness and justice or righteousness.
好，我们来再看阿莫斯书的第一章第一节、第二节。
And let's take a look at Amos chapter 1, verses 1 and 2.
当犹大王乌西亚、以色列王约阿斯的儿子耶罗波安在位的时候，大地震前二年，提哥亚牧人中的阿莫斯得末世论以色列。
The words of Amos, who was among the sheepherders from Tekoa, when he envisioned in visions concerning Israel in the days of Uzziah, the king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, son of Joash, king of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake.
他说耶和华必从锡安吼叫，这个吼叫这个词实际上如果你去看英文或者原文就知道，它是像狮子要吞吃食物的时候那个愤怒的那个吼叫。然后呢，下面是从耶路撒冷发声呢，我们中文翻译的好像很平常，实际上它原来的意思是发出雷鸣的声音，还有一种愤怒，好像天都已经发怒了。牧人的草场要悲哀，加密的山顶要枯干，加密就是以色列北面的一种山，山顶要枯干。
Verse 2, he said, the Lord roars from Zion, and this roaring, if you look at the original word, is like as if a lion when he's about to eat or when he is full of wrath. And from Jerusalem, he utters his voice. This word utters his voice seems very plain, but if you look at the original language, it's sounding like thunder with wrath.And the shepherd's pasture grounds mourn, and the summit of Carmel dries up, and this summit is to the north of Israel.
好，我们一起低头祷告。
Bow our heads and have a word of prayer together.
我们在天上的神，宇宙万物的创造者、主宰者。
Our Father in heaven, the creator of the heavens and the universe.
我们感谢赞美你，因为你今天早晨把我们一同召聚在你的面前。
We give you thanks and praise because you have gathered us together this morning.
要来听你儿子的福音。
To hear the gospel of your son.
我们实在是求你借着你的圣灵运行在我们每一个人的心中，无论是讲的还是听的。
We ask that your spirit fills each one of our hearts, no matter if we are speaking or if we are listening.
好使我们都能够听见你的声音。
So that we can all hear your voice.
听见你的警告。
And hear your warnings.
听见你为我们所预备的出路。
And hear the way that you have made for us.
我们要把我们心中的感谢和赞美归给你，还有我们的救主耶稣基督。
We want to give you our heart's praise and thanksgiving to you and to our Lord Savior Jesus.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，我们都知道我们刚刚经历三年的疫情啊，现在还在这个疫情还没有完。
So we all know that we are in the midst of a 3-year pandemic. It's still not over.
但是我们今天我们这个世界又被再一次笼罩在核战争的阴影下面。
And once again, this world is shrouded under the shadow of war.
前两天我在看我们公司咖啡的那个房间里边，听到两个同事聊天。
And so a few days ago, when I was in the coffee house in our workplace, I heard two colleagues chatting.
Yeah, 其中一个说啊，如果核战争真的爆发了的话，我们在纽约区的人啊，当首当其冲，肯定先遭毁灭。
And he said that if there was nuclear war coming, those of us in New York would be the first to go.
因为我们是美国最大的城市，那么如果敌人要那个敌方要攻击的话，肯定先攻击你最繁华的地方。
Because we are America's biggest city, so if enemy want to hit a place, they would definitely aim for us.
那另外一个人就说啊，其实如果真的核战争爆发了的话，那么这个地球上没有一个人能够存活的。
And the other colleague said, actually, if there is going to be a nuclear war, no one on this earth would escape.
所以先死还不后死还不如先死，免得你还活在恐惧里面，然后再去死。
So no matter if it's the beginning or the end, eventually everyone would die.
So die first may be better than the last.
And to die first may be better than to die later.
Right. 其实我们都知道，我们这个世代还不止这些。
And we know that all the troubles on earth are not limited to these things.
还不止这些令人烦恼、令人感到迷惑的事情。
The things that either cause us to be disturbed or and frightened.
大家注意到没有？我们现在活的这个时代，是不是越来越很难分辨什么是公平、什么是正义、什么是善、什么是恶？
And have you noticed that during this time, it's getting harder and harder to distinguish between what is fair and what is just, what is good and what is evil?
我记得我们小的时候看电影那人一出，那坏人一出来，马上你就知道，哟，那是坏人，对不对？
I remember that when we were young, if you saw a movie and there was an enemy who came out, right away you would know this is the bad guy.
如果万一不知道，你问旁边的大人，这个是不是坏人、坏蛋，对吧？大人就说是，那你就心安了，就不用再去烦恼了，对吧？知道谁是好人，谁是坏人了。
And if you didn't know, you would just ask the adult next to you and say, "Is this the bad guy?" And they would say, "Yes, this is the villain." And so then you'd be rest assured, this is the villain. You don't have to trouble over it anymore.
对。因为上个星期正好我们一起出去郊游，一个年轻的妈妈也在我们中间哈。她说我小的时候，我最不愿意告诉我的母亲，我最不愿意的一件事情就不愿意长大。
So last weekend, we were out and there was a mom of a young person with us, and she said, when I was growing up, what I didn't want to do most was to grow up.
Right, 她告诉妈妈，你说我活着在妈妈的面前多简单啊，一切事情都很容易。
And she would tell her mother that it's so simple to be in front of mom, everything makes sense.
但是看看我们今天的世界。
But take a look at today's time.
谁能告诉我俄国正义呢还是乌克兰正义？
And so can you tell me is Russia on the right side of justice or is Ukraine?
现在美国和中国竭力的意识形态的对抗，谁代表正义，谁代表邪恶？
And between the relationship between China and the U.S., who is on the correct side of the right?
然后呢，还有想到我们过去的川普总统，那个 Joe Biden 还有拜登总统，然后还有普京，还有习近平，他们中间谁是好人，谁是坏人？
And so, if you take a look at President Biden, Putin or Xi Jinping, who is the good person, who is right?
我记得刚刚我们开始有微信群的时候，哎呦，那个时候好兴奋啊！
And I remember that when we first started a WeChat group, we were all very excited.
几十年没有见的小学同学、中学同学、高中同学、大学同学，我们都分别建了很多群，大家在里边好热闹、好高兴，对吧？总算可以叙旧了。
And so friends and schoolmates that we haven't seen in decades, we were all very excited to finally be together and be able to talk to one another in a group.
但是现在在微信群里边，谁还敢讨论时事政治？
But now who dares to talk about current affairs in the WeGroup chat, WeChat group?
所以我把很多我参加过去进去的群，几乎都全退了。
And I've actually removed myself from many of these groups I joined.
因为很多人，你要是在里边再发表些言语的话，就会被封号，或者说就被举报。甚至我也知道，在我们大学群里边。有的人就被举报。
Because if you discuss current affairs, you could be banned or you would be reported. And there have been some instances of schoolmates in our group who have been turned in.
所以圣经这样说， 通达的人见这样的时事必静默不言，因为时事真恶。
That's why the Bible says that at such a time as these, a prudent person keeps silent because the time is evil.
其实我们每个人心里面是不是都盼望公平、正义，盼望着良善的东西？
But isn't it true that everyone in their hearts seeks fairness and justice and kindness?
不管你是生活在这里，还是生活在中国或者别的任何地方，俄国、乌克兰都是一样的。
Whether you live here or in China, in Russia or Ukraine, we are all the same in seeking this.
可是正义公平良善究竟在哪里呢？
But where is righteousness and fairness and kindness?
好不好，今天我们就要来看以色列的历史。
So today we're going to take a look at the history of Israel.
为什么看以色列的历史？
Why the history of Israel?
因为我们都知道西方文明是建立在两个文明的基础上的。
Because we know the foundation of the Western world today was founded by two Greek civilizations.
Two civilizations. 一个就是 Greek, right? 一个就是所谓的两希文明中文比较简单，就是希腊文明和希伯来文明的上面，整个西方文明是建立在这样两个文明的基础上。
Okay, so the Western civilization is founded on two civilizations. One is the Greek civilization, and the other is Hebrew.
希伯来文明就是以色列的文明希伯来人就是 以色列人。
And the Hebrew civilization is the history of Israel.
我们刚刚这些都是到美国来，从中国大部分或者从印度来美国的，最大的一个印象，第一印象就是什么？是不是教堂特别多？你到欧洲更是如此。
And so, what was the first impression when you emigrated here from China, from India to the U.S. is that there are many temples.
如果你要去研究西方国家的历史无论是绘画史、音乐、艺术，你都离不开他的信仰，就是从希伯来以色列所出来的、引申出来的犹太教、基督教、天主教。
And when you study Western history, you can't escape its foundation the Hebrew world and Israel history.
Yeah. 这是一方面因为以色列的历史影响了整个西方世界。
And this is one factor because the history of Israel has influenced the entire world history.
还有更重要的原因，因为以色列人是上帝的选民，是上帝的见证人。
And more importantly, it's because people of Israel were God's chosen people.
因为神好像是在借着这么一个民族，一个很小的民族借着他的历史跟我们导演了一场历史的剧。
It's because God used a small nation, a small people to create a stage for us.
Yeah, 也就是然后呢，把以色列的整个历史好像一个历史剧的演在世界所有人的面前。
And use their history as if it was a play on a stage before all of us, our eyes.
所以一些初读圣经的人一翻开旧约圣经马上就知道这整本圣经就是在写那个以色列的历史嘛。
So those who open the Old Testament will very quickly find out that Old Testament is about Israel's history.
非常详细而且准确而且可以去查证的历史。
It's very detailed and accurate and able to be verified.
不像我们今天所看的那些电视古装剧、宫廷剧全部都是人乱胡编乱造的。
Not like today's TV dramas where everything is from man's imagination or made up.
Yeah, it's all made up, especially the ancient China's emperor's life, whatever.
Okay. Yeah, unlike the dramas about Chinese emperor's life and history, it's all made up.
现在很多中国人的历史观是建立在宫廷剧上的，我不知道你们感觉到没有。
Yeah. And a lot of China's history today is now influenced by the communism.
The TV dramas.
TV dramas.
Yeah, of the ancient history, right? It's all made up. 那么我们都知道，在今天这个非常令人迷惑、非常邪恶的时代里面。
And we know today that we live in a very confusing and evil time.
我们能够透过以色列的历史，好使我们每一个人都可以得到一个智慧的心。
And so we can use Israel's history to study, and so that we can know we have a heart of, so we can have a heart of wisdom.
Yes, 可以认识什么是真正的公平，真正的正义，什么是真正的良善。
So then, through their history, we can see what is true justice and true righteousness and true kindness.
Yes, 我们今天呢要来看阿摩斯书。
And today we want to take a look at the book of Amos.
刚才我们已经讲了阿摩斯书的主题，就是刚才念的五章二十节，愿啊唯愿公平啊如大水滚滚，使公义如江河滔滔。
And we already said the theme of Amos is in that verse we read in chapter 5:24, but let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like ever flowing stream.
这是阿摩斯的心声，也是神的心声，巴不得这个公平在这个世界上如同洪水一样遍满地全地，然后呢像江河一样公平公义像江河一样源源不断。
And this is Amos' heart as well as God's heart for justice to be like a flood rolling with rolling waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing river.
那阿摩斯的年代呢距今天大概有2760年左右。
So the time of Amos was about 2760 years ago.
大概比那个我们中国的孔子印度的释迦牟尼要早200年。
And it's about 200 years earlier than the Chinese Confucius or Indian Buddha.
那个时候以色列这个国家被分成了两个国家，一个是在北面的叫以色列，还是叫这个名字，十个支派，另外一个是在南面的犹大，那两个支派它总共是十二个支派啊。
And so at this time Israel was divided into two kingdoms, the northern kingdom of Israel and then the southern kingdom of Judah with two tribes, northern kingdom with 10 tribes, total of 12 tribes.
这个时候早在阿摩斯前已经发生了，那么到阿摩斯的年代呢，这两个国家北面的以色列和南面的犹大变得非常强大，非常繁荣。
And so the split had already happened before Amos' time, and during Amos' time, the northern Israel and the southern Judah were very prosperous.
也就是说我们所说的他们的鼎盛期，经济繁荣，国力强大，到处扩张自己的境界。
And so they were economically prosperous and they had strong national strength.
Yes. 但是呢这个时候不管是南北面还是南面的国家危机都伺伏啊，比如在这一开始就告诉我们在大地震的前两年。
And whether it is the northern kingdom or the southern kingdom, both were actually, there was a crisis looming from them because we read in the very beginning that this was only 2 years before a great earthquake.
Yes. 那么阿摩斯本人呢他是南国的人出生在南国，那么他却神呼召他成为北国的先知，就是北面以色列的先知。
So Amos himself was originally from the southern kingdom, but God called him to be a prophet for the northern kingdom, Israel.
他对别人讲，他说我原来不是先知，我只是一个牧羊人。
He told the people, I am not a prophet, I was originally a herdsman.
Yeah, 刚才影片准备翻译的那个英文就比较准确。我们知道其实在中东地区牧羊人有两种。
And so the English is actually a little bit more accurate in its translation. We know that in shepherding there are two types of people.
有一种就是在前面领羊的，因为羊很多前面领羊的那种叫 shepherd, 就是牧羊人。
And there is one person who leads in front of the sheep and the flock, and they are called the shepherd.
那么还面呢？还有的是跟在羊群的后面的，叫 sheep herders.
And there is also people ones who were behind the flock, called sheep herders.
那这部分人呢？因为羊嘛，他会走，羊很多会走散，所以后面的人就拿个鞭子，就在后面去让羊归队，然后跟着前面那个牧人走，那个才是真正的羊群的拥有者。一般来说。
And so the ones behind, the herdsmen, because there are a lot of sheep and they tend to wander, would use staffs to keep them in line to follow the shepherd. And the shepherd is the one who is in front of the flock leading.
Right. 所以这个阿摩斯实际上是他是跟在后面的，就是拿这个鞭子赶着羊群要沿着前面走的。所以他实际上是我们中文可能叫赶羊的人，就在后面。
And so Amos was a herdsman behind the flock, keeping them in line. And so, and in Chinese, it's more of he's chasing the flock. Yeah, sheep herder.
Yeah, right. 所以呢，神呼召他说，你现在不要再跟从羊群走了，因为他的后面嘛，对吧？现在你要来听我的呼召去 对以色列人讲话，神好像在前面引领他，在后面去警告以色列人一样。
But so the Lord called Amos, saying that you will no longer follow the flock as a herdsman, but instead go and prophesy to his people Israel. And so, like it is like the Lord is in the front as a shepherd, and Amos now is in the back, admonishing.
神借着阿摩斯向以色列人发出非常严厉的警告。
And so the Lord used Amos to give Israel a very stern warning.
神这样说，我们刚才已经念了，就神必从西安如狮子吼叫，从耶路撒冷啊，因为耶路撒冷和西安都是在南面啊，就向着北面吼叫，然后呢，从耶路撒冷发出雷鸣的愤怒的声音。
And so the Lord, Amos said that the Lord roars from Zion, and from Jerusalem he utters his voice like thunder.
我们都今天都回过去看，我们早就知道阿摩斯当初所发的警告已经成为历史了。
And if we look back, then we'll realize that Amos's warnings have already become history.
但是我们所有人都知道，历史都是一直在不断的重复。
But we also know that history is continually repeating itself.
我们今天同样。空前的繁荣，不管在什么地方。
And today, likewise, no matter where you are, there is unprecedented prosperity.
但是不是也是危机四伏呢？
But isn't it also that there is crisis looming?
所以今天我们就试着我们自己从当年那些受接受阿摩斯警告的那些人的那个角度来看这本书。
And so today we want to look at Book of Amos from the perspective of those who are receiving his warning.
你知道警告啊，警告还没有发生的时候，因为警告嘛，就是还没有警告你将来要发生什么事情。那么因为它没有发生，所以警告是福音。
Do you know that a
它是告诉你，你赶快要改变。
Do you know that a warning? Because the catastrophe has not happened yet. That's why it's a warning. But the warning can also be seen as the gospel.
As a good news.
As a good news.
Right. 不要把它当成 negative 哈，你警告就不痛快，是一个好事情。
It is a good news because it gives you the opportunity to act.
阿摩斯说总共有九章，我们不可能在这么短的时间把九章都讲到，对吧？
So Amos has nine chapters, but we can't speak about all nine chapters today.
我想我们就简单的看其中一些比较。合乎我们今天要分享的内容就可以了。
And so we'll select a few areas that we want to share upon.
有一点要注意哈，因为我们今天是福音信息哈，我们一般没有认识圣经、不了解神的话的时候，我们常常说公平正义，对吧？
And something that I want to point out because today is a gospel sharing, we often say fairness and justice.
Right. 但是圣经里边有一个词把这两个都包括在内，叫做公义，对吧？
But the Bible combines these two and often says righteousness.
Yeah, 就是这个意思。好，我们来再看几处的圣经。
Let's take a look at a couple few other scripture passages.
好，我们来读，还是读第一章啊，我们读第三节啊，就前半部分就好了哈。第三节，耶和华如此说：大马色三番四次的犯罪，我必不免去他的刑罚。大马色是在以色列北面的就是今天的大马士革叙利亚的首都。
Chapter 1 verse 3 just the first portion. Thus says the Lord, for three transgressions of Damascus and for four I will not revoke its punishment. Damascus is a large city up to in the north.
Yes. 然后第六节前半部分，耶和华如此说，加萨是在以色列的西面。加萨三番四次的犯罪，我必不免去他的刑罚。
And then verse 6, thus says the Lord, for three transgressions of Gaza, which is to the west of Israel, and for four, I will not revoke its punishment.
第九节，耶和华如此说，推罗还是在以色列的西边的另外一个城邦国，推罗三番四次的犯罪，我必不免去他的刑罚。
Verse 9, thus says the Lord, for three transgressions of Tyre, which is another city-state to the west of Israel, and for four, I will not revoke its punishment.
第十一节，耶和华如此说，以东是在以色列的南面，以东三番四次的犯罪，我必不免去他的刑罚。
Thus says the Lord, for three transgressions of Edom, and for four, I will not revoke its punishment. And Edom is to the south of Israel.
十三节。耶和华如此说，前半部分，亚门人三番四次的犯罪，我必不免去他们的刑罚。亚门是在以色列的东面。
Verse 13, thus says the Lord, for three transgressions of the sons of Ammon and for four, I will not revoke its punishment. And Ammon is to the east of Israel.
Right. 然后第二章的第一节，耶和华如此说，摩押，摩押也是在那个以色列的东面，摩押三番四次的犯罪，我必不免去他的刑罚。
And then chapter 2, verse 1, thus says the Lord, for three transgressions of Moab, another city to the east of Israel, and for four, I will not revoke its punishment.
第四节，耶和华如此说，犹大，这是以色列的南面的那个南国，犹大人三番四次的犯罪，我必不免去他们的刑罚。
And then verse 4, thus says the Lord, for three transgressions of Judah, this is the southern kingdom of Israel, and for four, I will not revoke its punishment.
第六节，耶和华如此说，以色列人啊，就是针对北国三番四次的犯罪，我必不免去他们的刑罚。
Verse 6, thus says the Lord, for three transgressions of Israel, now this is the northern kingdom of Israel, and for four, I will not revoke its punishment.
看第三章的第一节到第二节。
And then chapter 3, verses 1 to 2.
以色列人啊，你们全家是我从埃及地领上来的，当听耶和华攻击你们的话。
Hear this word which the Lord has spoken against you, sons of Israel, against the entire family which he brought up from the land of Israel.
在地上万族中，我只认识你们，因此我必追讨你们一切的罪孽。
You only have I chosen among all the families of the earth, therefore I will punish you for all your iniquities.
然后看第九节，要在亚斯托的宫殿和埃及地的宫殿处，宫殿里宣扬说，你们要聚集在撒玛利亚山的山上啊，就是就看见城中有何等的扰乱和欺压的事。
In verse 9, proclaim on the citadels of Ashdod and on the citadels in the land of Egypt and say, assemble yourselves on the mountains of Samaria and see the great tumults within her and the oppressions in her midst.
这第九节很特别，神竟然去邀请以色列邻国啊，亚斯托就是在西面，就刚才所讲的其中的一个国家，它是指亚斯托只是它的首都，要在其邻居他们也三番四次的犯罪，就邀请他们还有埃及地就是在南面一起过来来看到撒玛利亚山。撒玛利亚是哪里？撒玛利亚就是以色列的首都，在那儿去看这个撒玛利亚有何等的败坏，对吧？
And so this verse is peculiar because the Lord is calling the people of Ashdod, who is a group of people on the west side of Israel, and those from the land of Egypt, these groups of people who also have great sin, and telling them to assemble themselves on the mountains of Samaria, a territory within Israel, to see Israel's transgressions.
所以我们再看第四章的第十一节。
And let's take a look at chapter 4, verse 11.
这是神对以色列说的，我倾覆你们中间的诚意，如同我从前倾覆索多玛、俄摩拉一样，使你们好像从火中抽出来的一根柴一样。你们仍不归向我，这是耶和华说的。
I overthrew you as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and you were like a firebrand snatched from a blaze, yet you have not returned to me, declares the Lord.
以色列啊，我必向你如此行，以色列啊，我既这样行，你当预备迎接你的神。
Therefore, thus I will do to you, O Israel, because I will do this to you. Prepare to meet your God, O Israel.
好，我想我们暂时读到这儿哈。阿摩斯从一开始就非常清楚地告诉我们啊，以色列也好，周围的列国也好，都犯罪，三番四次的犯罪。
And so we'll pause here from the scripture reading. And from here we can see that whether it is the surrounding nations or Israel, they are continually sinning.
我们刚才没有读他们具体有些什么罪啊，圣经列得很详细，否则要读的话就读不完了。那么我大概把它归纳起来有几点。
And we didn't read their results, because it will take us the entire time, but I wanted to compile it into a couple points.
这列国所犯的三番四次的罪，不守盟约，然后呢发动战争，对比一下我们今天发生的事情，真是历史在重复啊！不守盟约，发动战争，到处掳掠。
And so the sins of the surrounding nations included breaking covenants, waging war, looting everywhere.
还更厉害，剖开孕妇的腹啊，对仇人挫骨扬灰。
And even worse, cutting open pregnant women and burning the bones of their enemies into ash.
还有很多啊，但是大家注意到一点没有？
And there's many others, but have you noticed?
神更把他的注意力把那个以色列放在那个镜头聚焦镜下面，详细的啊，从阿莫斯书第二章的后半部分，一直到阿莫斯的全本书最后第九章，把以色列的所有的罪行详详细细的列出来。
But have you noticed that for all those listed regarding the surrounding nations, God listed in even greater detail the sins of Israel, taking in the entire latter portion of Amos, all the way up to chapter 9, to describe them.
啊，当然我也不能说我们去全部看，我跟大家归纳成几个小点，几点就可以了。
And also, we're not going to go through all of them, but I wanted to point out a couple of points.
他们淫乱放荡啊，以色列人淫乱放荡。父亲和儿子同居跟一个女人行淫。
And so they committed promiscuity and debauchery. A father and a son shared the same woman.
然后呢，欺负穷人，连穷人头上的灰他们都很嫉妒啊，他们都觉得啊需要垂涎想要得到。
And they wronged those who were good, and they even wanted to take the灰 the ash from the heads of those who were doing good.
然后冤枉好人啊，为了得到些银钱，把那些好人出卖了，这样就可以得到些奖赏的钱，对吧
I'm sorry, taking the ash from the poor, and then they also wronged those the good people.
收受贿赂
And they were also taking bribes.
Right, 在那个地方啊，公平成了苦胆。
And in that place, justice was actually something that was bitter.
公义被丢弃于地上，什么意思呢？
And righteousness was thrown to the ground. What does this mean?
我们小的时候都叫孩子说啊，不能够讲谎话，一讲谎话你就不对。所以那个时候讲谎话都害怕，现在是讲真话害怕，就是公义变成了苦胆的意思，是不是这样的？今天
讲
真话害怕。
So what does that mean? We teach our children not to lie because it's wrong, and so when they lie, they are fearful. But then during this time, if you told the truth, you were in fear. And isn't that similar to the time that we are living in today?
还有一个很特别的事情，以色列啊，神让那个周围的列国，以色列在埃及地也好，还是那个亚斯图，就是腓尼士，一起来到以色列的首都撒玛利亚来看看究竟以色列人犯了什么罪。
And so what's peculiar is that God called the surrounding nations, Ashdod, which is the Philistines, and Egypt, to gather in Samaria to look at the sins of Israel.
那就刚才我们讲的三章第九节哈。
为
什么神要这样做
？And why did God do this?
因为我们在讨论别人的罪的时候，讨论这个世界上很多罪的时候，因为我们没有身临其境啊，就是，我都知道这些事，就好像一下就过了，对不对？但是当你被邀请去亲眼看那个城中从撒玛利亚山上看，你会有身临其境的看到罪恶的感觉。
And so because it's often that we will see other people's sins and we don't mind our own. And then, but then when you take the high view and look down upon it, then you can see all the sins that are committed.
See everything alive, right? You know how. 比如说我最近看了一个视频在微信上。
Like recently, I saw a video on WeChat.
那视频上就说，父亲啊，为了跟妻子离婚，就打自己的小孩啊，很觉得这件事情不对，就仅此而已。
And the video said that the husband, for the sake of divorcing his wife, beat his child.
但是当我看到这个视频，我简直愤怒得无法自制。
And when I from the headline, I didn't think it would be too bad, but when I watched the video, I became very angry.
因为是爷爷在拍自己的儿子打自己的孙女，大概两三三岁左右的一个孙女。
It was a grandpa videotaping his son beating his own grandchild who's about 2 or 3 years old.
因为要胜给他的儿媳妇，然后开离婚的成嘛。你知道他父亲怎么样？他那个视频我根本，因为我现在也有孙子，也差不多三岁，我根本看不下去。然后你知道用脚去踹那个自己的女儿的头，然后把他举起来，使劲往地下扔。三岁的孩子，那个视频还蛮长的，我简直愤怒的发抖，我都能感觉到。你知道吗？当神把这些邻国的人邀请去看撒玛利亚人，就是那种感觉，就是让你们看看什么叫罪恶。
And so in this video, the grandpa was videotaping it for evidence of the divorce. And so it was this father beating the 2 to 3 year old girl by kicking her and then throwing her on the floor. And so when I was watching this, because I have grandchildren, I almost couldn't get through it, and I was very angry. So this is the same thing when God takes shows them from the summit, you can see things clearly.
那个女孩哇哇大哭啊，然后一脚踹，可以踹得很远的地方，然后爷爷在那拍录像，你看到没有？就是这样的，然后就是要让他儿媳妇知道，才好离婚。人这在中国大陆多可恶的事情啊！
And so when the father kicked the daughter, she actually went across the room, and the grandpa who's videotaping it said, "See, this is the evidence why they wanted a divorce." And so it's in the same way that when God shows them from the high view lens, you can see what is actually happening, the sin.
这是阿摩斯让我们首先看到的第一件事情，人都是三番四次的犯罪，在人中没有公平，没有正义。
And so this is what Amos shows us first, that men will continually sin. There is no one good, no one righteous.
尤其把以色列拖出来，让大家看，公开让大家看到这件事。
And especially he took Israel as an example and laid them out for everyone to see their sins.
所以当时以色列的社会就是社会道德崩溃，公义公平被人践踏。
And so during this time, justice and righteousness and truth were all being trampled upon.
然后第二件事情亚摩斯让我们看到神是绝对的公义公平的。
Then the second thing that Amos allows us to see is that God is absolute justice and righteousness.
我们都知道以色列人是神的选民，神的见证人，这应该是一件非常蒙福的事。
And so we all know that Israel was God's chosen people and witnesses, and this should have been a blessing.
慈爱的神一路引领他们从埃及出来。
And God led them all the way out of Egypt.
在海中，在沧海中为他们开道路，因为他们要过海。
And they opened a way for them to cross the sea.
在沙漠里面给他们开江河，因为江河缺水啊，需要喝水啊。
And opened rivers for them in the desert so they would have water to drink.
在旷野里面啊，用天上的粮食喂饱上百万的人四十年之久。
And used manna from heaven to feed their millions for 40 years.
所以神是非常慈爱的神。
So God is a very loving God.
而且他们一出埃及，神就把他的律法颁布给以色列人。
And then after they came out, God gave them his laws.
宣告他不光是慈爱的神，他也是圣洁的神，因为他的律法代表神是独一无二的，是圣洁的。
And so he showed that he was not only a loving God, but he was a holy God, the only God.
然后告诉以色列人，如果你遵行我的一切的律法诫命，那么祝福就要临到你。就要跟随你。
And so he told Israel that if they are careful to follow his laws and do his commandments, then his blessing would follow them.
假如你不遵行我一切的律法诫命了。
But if you do not follow laws and commandments,
咒诅就必要跟随你，临到你。
Curses will come upon you and overtake you.
然后你会被扔在万国中，被抛来抛去，根本没有安身的地方，直到今天。我们都知道以色列还在经历这样的，虽然有了一个国家。
And you will be scattered amongst all the peoples, tossed to and fro, and have no rest. And so we know that even today, the nation of Israel, even though they have a country, is still experiencing this.
自从以色列北国成立有了以后，大概有200年的历史。
And ever since the formation of the northern Israel, about 200 years of history.
但是他们从来就没有遵守过神的律法诫命。
But they have never followed the Lord's commandments.
你知道神是多么怜悯他们的神。
Do you know how merciful God is towards them?
阿摩斯书记载我没有时间看神曾七次警告他们。
Amos records, but we don't have time to go into it. We record that God warned them 7 times.
用什么？用饥荒，用干旱，瘟疫今天我们都刚刚经历瘟疫，甚至请服他们中间的一些诚意。想要来警告他们停止犯罪。
God used famine and droughts and plagues to warn them over and over again to stop sinning.
啊，就像刚才我说念的圣经，他们好像被这么去警告，被这么去这些灾难去临到他们的时候，他们就像从火里边抽出来的一根柴，但是他们还是不愿意悔改。你知道，从火里被烧得糊糊的一根柴抽出来已经是很难看了，但是他们还是不愿意归向神。
And so as the scripture described, they were like, after experiencing all these warnings, they were like a firebrand snatched from the blaze, something that is scarred and burned, but yet they still would not repent or return.
你知道阿摩斯书这样记载他们啊，他们觉得哦，灾祸，将来的灾祸，大灾祸远着呢。
And so Amos records that they felt that the calamity or disaster was far off.
所以他们继续奢侈放荡，躺在象牙的床上，这么说。
And so they continue to do as they were, to recline on beds of ivory.
Yeah, 然后呢，吃着羊群里边的牛群里边的羊羔和牛肚啊，那些最好的肉，上好的肉，弹琴作乐，然后呢，极度的奢华。今天是不是这样的？
And they to eat the lambs of the flock and the calves in the midst of the stall, and to improvise the sound of the harp. They're living in luxury, isn't it? Today like this as well.
他们这个阿摩斯记载，他们非常厌恶说正直话的人，厌恶那些警告他们的人。
And the Bible says that they
Amos
says that they loathe the words that were a warning given to them.
你知道他们怎么对阿摩斯讲吗
？Do you know how they responded to Amos's words?
你竟在我们中间说些负能量的话，对不对？
You are saying all of these words of negative energy to us.
Right, right. 你把这些话拿到你自己的国家，就是南国去说去，不要在我们这儿讲。
Take your words to your own kingdom, that is the southern kingdom. Don't say them here.
你要小心点，我们的国王啊，我们的政府非常厉害的。
Be careful, our king is very powerful.
Yeah. 所以阿摩斯说，神让阿摩斯转告以色列人。
And so that is why the book of Amos says the Lord told Amos to speak to Israel.
我必不再宽恕你们，一贯的宽恕他们。I will never forgive.
So the Lord had Amos tell Israel that I will not forgive you.
Yeah, 在地上的万族中，我只认识你们，所以我必追讨你们一切的罪孽。
You only I have chosen among the families of the earth, therefore I will punish you for your iniquities.
以色列人啊，你们预备迎接你们的神。
And Israel, prepare to meet your God.
你知道神让周围的国家来围观以色列的罪恶。
You know that the Lord allowed the surrounding nations to see Israel's sins.
Right. 并不是要让这周围列国的人去看以色列的笑话。
Not to have the surrounding nations see Israel as a joke.
因为他们也是三番四次的犯罪，也是同样的不公不义。
Because they were also continually sinning, and they also had no righteousness within them.
神要让他们看见以色列的罪恶，也对照自己，你们谁不败坏
？So the Lord wanted them to see Israel's sin, so they would see themselves that they were also no good. They were corrupted.
在即将要临到的神公义的这审判的面前，谁不灭亡啊？
And so those who have to face the righteousness of God, who would not be destroyed?
我们再来看，那么谁能逃避得了？我们再来看下面的几节圣经。
So who could escape the Lord's righteousness? Let's take a look, further look.
Right. 我们来看第五章。
Take a look at chapter 5.
谁能够逃避得了神公义的审判呢？以色列人逃避不了周围的列国呢？
And so who could escape the Lord's righteous judgment? Israel could not escape.
第五章第一节到第五节啊，以色列家要听我为你们所做的哀歌，这是阿摩斯说的，阿摩斯为你们做的哀歌。以色列民呢，以色列民跌倒，不得再起，躺在地上，无人搀扶。
So hear this word which I take up for you as a dirge, and these are Amos' words that he created. O house of Israel, she has fallen and she will not rise again.
主耶和华如此说，以色列家的城发出一千兵的只剩一百，发出一百的只剩十个。
She lies neglected on her land, for there is none to raise her up. For thus says the Lord God, the city which goes forth 1,000 strong will have 100 left, and the one which goes forth 100 strong will have 10 left to the house of Israel.
耶和华向以色列家如此说，你们要寻求我，就必存活。
For thus says the Lord to the house of Israel, seek me that you may live.
不要往伯特利寻求，不要进入基甲，不要过到别示巴，因为基甲必被掳掠，伯特利也必归于无有。
But do not resort to Bethel, and do not come to Gilgal, nor cross over to Beersheba, for Gilgal will certainly go into captivity, and Bethel will come to trouble.
所以你知道吗？我们听圣经就读到这儿。当阿摩斯看到必然要临到以色列的灭亡的时候，他就做起了哀歌。
And so that we see here that when Amos knew about the destruction of Israel, he created a lamentation for them.
我想他其实心里是蛮绝望的，因为他知道以色列人根本没办法悔改，没办法回向神。
And I think Amos himself was devastated because he knew the people of Israel would not return to God.
但是神仍然让他看到那条存活的路。
But the Lord God let him see the path of life.
我们刚才忘了讲一点点哈，知道在四十年阿莫斯讲预言四十年以后，以色列就灭亡了。
And a point that I forgot to mention earlier is that after Amos's warnings, 40 years later, the kingdom of Israel was destroyed.
你知道，直到今天，以色列这个国家我们知道以色列的国家还在不断的寻找那个消失的十个支派。就是当时北国的十个支派，现在直到现在，以色列还在寻找他们，因为不知道到哪里去了。
And we know that till up to today, Israel is still looking for the 10 tribes that were destroyed from when they were destroyed.
因为神是绝对公义的，说到就做到。
Because we know the Lord is righteous, so what He said, He will do.
所以阿摩斯在这里看到这一切，他做起了哀歌，但是神让他看到那条路。
And so when Amos saw all these things to happen, he created this dirge, but the Lord gave him, let him see this path out.
神说，你们要寻求我，就必存活。
The Lord said, seek me that you may live.
然后接下来就说，你们不要去伯特利，不要去基甲，不要去别示巴，那是什么？
And then he said, don't go to Bethel or Gilgal or Beersheba. What are these things?
那些是宗教信仰。
And these are represent religion.
其实以色列人并不是不努力他们其实非常努力，非常想要虔诚，非常宗教的。
It's not that the people of Israel not diligent. They were very diligent and pious.
他们在以色列的地方，甚至跑到南国的最南面去建了很多敬拜神的那些敬拜的地方。
And so they fled to the areas in the south where the people were very pious towards God.
但是你知道神在阿摩斯上说，我非常厌恶你们的那些祭祀敬拜。
You know that in Amos it says that he actually hates that the worship.
因为那些都是虚浮的，那些都是虚伪夸张的东西。因为你们这个人不公不义，你去敬拜都是枉然。
Because those things, because they themselves are
You're so unrighteous.
Yeah. So they themselves are so dirty and unrighteous.
So your worship is.
And so therefore your worship is the same.
神说你们的敬拜实际上是在敬拜鬼魔，不是在敬拜公义圣洁的神。
And so that it is you are worshiping demons and not worshiping the righteous God.
你知道伯特利这讲了三个城市，伯特利、基甲还有别示巴，就是当时他们建造来敬拜神的就相当于我们今天的什么？就相当今天我们的基督教、天主教、伊斯兰教、印度教、佛教，甚至共产主义这些宗教信仰，好像都挺人都想要去有这个信仰去努力。
And so, what are Bethel, Gilgal, and Beersheba? There are cities where they built that they built for worship. So it's like today, their religion, like Christianity, Islam, Hinduism, things where we go to do good.
所有的宗教信仰我们都觉得，我们平时间也很多人也常说人的宗教信仰什么？就是教人行善，是不是这样说的？我们。
So these are all religions, and what do people say about religions in the world today? Well, religions were created to teach people how to do good.
Right. 但是你去稍微仔细去看看人类，不光是以色列，人类的整个历史，宗教什么时候，包括基督教在内，什么时候给人类带来真正的公平、正义、真正的良善？
But if you take a closer look at mankind's history, and I'm talking about all of mankind, and not just Israel's history, when has religion, including Christianity, cause men to do good and to do, do you see justice and kindness and righteousness in them?
我们更多看见的是从宗教 从那个宗教从信仰里边所引发出来的暴力镇压那些杀戮那些恐怖对不对我们都看到都经历过不管在哪里
But more commonly we see from religion it causes people to have to kill to genocide and to do all these evil things
to suppress
and to suppress others in the name of religion
还有种族灭绝啊等等所以神在这儿说所有这些东西基甲也好伯特利也好都要归于无有都要灭亡
And that is why the Bible says that Bethel and Gilead and Beersheba these will all come to trouble they will be destroyed
圣经非常清楚地告诉我们在这个地上没有行善的连一个都没有
The Bible very clearly tells us that there is none who does good not even one
世人都犯了罪都亏缺了神的荣耀就是神的慈爱神的圣洁神的公义都亏了都亏缺了
And so for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and that is God's, including God's love, His holiness, and His justice.
但是神让阿摩斯告诉以色列人，你们要寻求我，就必存活。
But God had Amos tell Israel that if you seek the Lord, you will live.
所以如何寻求呢？
So how do you seek the Lord?
因为神已经七次的警告以色列人，以色列人还是不归回耶和华，归回神。
Because the Lord had already warned the Israelites seven times, but they still did not return to God.
所以啊啊，在阿摩斯，我们都知道，在阿摩斯之前1500年前，神就已经把这个福音传给了以色列人的先祖亚伯拉罕。
We know that 1500 years before Amos, the Lord had already given this good news to the Israelite ancestor Abraham.
神告诉以色列先祖亚伯拉罕说要因信称义。
The Lord God had told Abraham that he would be justified by faith.
也就是说，当你相信神的时候，你在神的面前不需要去做，在神的面前你就会成为一个义人，一个好人。
That if you have faith or you believe, you no longer have, you don't do works, but you by your faith are considered righteous before God.
那么相信就能够称义那么如何相信呢就开始于寻求当我们愿意寻求的时候我们就必然会相信
And so you having faith you are justified before God and also in this way then you can seek after the Lord
Yeah, you seek, you gain the faith、
oh, And when you seek, you also gain faith
因为主耶稣基督说你们寻找的啊，就你们祈求就给你们寻找就寻见叩门就给你们开门因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。所以你寻找的时候，你就能相信。
And so, Lord Jesus says in the Bible, "Ask and it will be given to you; seek and you will find; knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. So if you seek, you will find faith."
Yeah, you will find faith. Yeah. 你知道在今天啊，在今天我们这个时代，就是相信耶稣基督，我们就可以在神面前成为义，就成为好人。
You know that today, if we believe in the Lord Jesus, then we will be considered a righteous and a good person.
我们圣经告诉我们，在阿摩斯之后760年。
The Bible tells us that 760 years after Amos.
那么。我们就知道神差遣了他的儿子耶稣基督降世成为人。
God sent His Son, the Lord Jesus, to come to the world as man.
他做了两件事情。
He did two things.
第一件事情就是他用了33年半的时间啊，活出了一个什么叫做圣洁、公义、良善的生活来。
He did two things. First, he lived 33 and a half years to show us what a holy and just and sinless life is.
这么一个完全公义、公平的一个生活、一个生命啊，能够活在世人的面前，记载在新约四福音书的里面。
And so, his completely holy and righteous life is recorded in the New Testament Gospels.
也就是说，让我们看见什么叫真正的公义，什么叫公平，什么叫良善。
To show us to the world and show the world what absolute righteousness, justice, and kindness and goodness is.
Yeah, 这第一件事情啊，它给我们一个样品， 让我们看见什么是真正的。然后呢，他就为我们的罪而死。第二件事。
So the first thing is so that we could see what truth is. And the second is that he died for our sins.
你知道，就是因为罪哈，我们今天人类啊，人类社会才没有真正的公平、正义和那个良善。
You know that it is because of sin that today we do not have true justice, righteousness, or kindness.
我们也没办法靠着我们的人的行为去称在神的面前称义，成为好人。
And we cannot by our works become righteous before God.
你知道我们比较习惯的就是我们很容易看到别人的错，对不对？但是看不到自己也有问题。
And we know it's easy to see the faults in others, but we cannot very easily see the faults in ourselves.
我最近看了普丁啊，最近就是大概前天嘛，昨天还是前天的一个讲话。
And recently, either yesterday or the day before, I saw Putin's speak.
Right, 他的一个 speech, right? 然后他说今天俄乌战争的这个情况是因为西方，完全是由西方国家造成的。
He said that the conflict today between Russia and Ukraine was the response or the fault of Western.
因为他们想要独霸世界，他们是霸权。
Because they want to 独霸。
It's overrule, want to be a superpower, right?
Oh, because they want to rule over all of the world.
Exactly. 他说这对不对？我觉得他有道理哈。我就说大家仔细去看，确实西方国家美国也是对吧？就想要独霸，是为自己独霸世界嘛，是对的对吧？然后他就后面又讲一段话。
And so is this true? I think to a certain extent, because if you look at the Western Western countries, they do want to become superpowers, and have oversight over the world.
我们都看得见的吧？他就说，乌克兰的前途必须掌握在我们俄国的手中。这是什么？他不知道他在讲什么，是吧？他一方面指责西方霸权，但是又说乌克兰的前途、乌克兰的未来必须是我们俄国人做决定。
And then he went on and further said that Ukraine's future needs to be in the hands of Russia.
但是他不知道，不管是西方国家也好，俄国也好，中国也好，或者任何地方也好，在神公义的审判之下，没有一个人是无辜的。
But he didn't know, he does not understand that whether it is the Western countries, Russia, Ukraine, China, underneath God, there is no nation that is innocent.
都要被咒诅，都要灭亡的。
All will be eventually destroyed.
但是我们的主耶稣来到地上，背负全人类的罪，中国的罪，美国的罪，俄国的罪，乌克兰的罪。
But the Lord Jesus came down and took away and took upon everyone's sins, America's sins, Russia's.
Right, 面对神公义的审判，被钉死在十字架上。
And he met the righteous judgment of God and was crucified upon the cross.
他做的目的就是要来把所有的咒诅，对人类的咒诅，人类的死亡灭亡，都承担到自己的身上。
And his purpose was to come and to take upon all of man's sins and transgressions onto himself.
然后三天以后，我们的主从死里复活了，宣告他胜过了咒诅，胜过了罪恶，胜过了死亡。
And then 3 days later, he was resurrected to show that he had victory over death and sin.
所以我们都知道，主耶稣做了两件事。第一件事，他把一个什么叫真正的公平正义的生活。良善的生活活在世人的面前，另外一方面他把世人所有的罪，阻拦人公平正义的罪全部拿去了。
And so we know the Lord Jesus came for two reasons. One is so that he could manifest and display a life that was true, that was absolutely righteous and holy and kind and just before the world. And two is to take upon the sins of the world upon himself.
那么大家就要问问题，那么他做的这两件事情跟我有什么关系，对吧？我还是我呀，我还是活在我自己现在这个环境的里面，生活的里面。
And so you may ask, what does it have to do with me? I am still living my own life here.
所以，就是圣经所说的，你相信耶稣基督所做的。
And so that's why the Bible says that you just need to believe in what the Lord Jesus has accomplished.
你相信啊，他代替了我。你一个人，你我个人的罪而被钉死，被受咒诅。
Believe that he was our substitute. He took upon our sin and transgression and was crucified for us on the cross.
当你愿意接受耶稣基督的这个代替的时候，那么圣经说耶稣基督在十字架流的那个血，他因死流下的血就把你所有的罪洁净了。
And so when we believe that the Lord Jesus was our substitute, then we know that His blood has cleansed away all of our sins.
你知道在阿摩斯时代主耶稣还没有来嘛，对不对？那怎么办呢？那个时候就是靠羔羊的血来洁净他们的罪。
We know at that time, Amos's time, the Lord Jesus hadn't come yet. So what were they to do? At that time, it was the blood of the Lamb that covered them.
好，当我们愿意寻求，然后我们去相信主耶稣代替，主耶稣最接近我们的时候，我们就在神面前就可以称义，就可以成为好人了。
And so when we seek and then we believe in the Lord Jesus and accept Him, then we have become justified in the eyes before God.
啊。这第一件哈，主耶稣的第一件事情，接近我们的罪的事情，就变到我们，就成了我们的事情了。然后主耶稣做的第二件事情，当我们相信他的时候，主耶稣那个公义、正直啊，那个良善的生命，也就同时进到我们的里面。
And the first, so that's the first, that what Jesus has accomplished, Christ becomes ours also. And the second is that.
Once we believe in Him, right, his life of good and righteousness has come into us.
So the second is that once we believe, His life that is good and righteous also becomes our life.
然后呢，慢慢的，当这个生命在我们里面活出来的时候，我们就可以在人的面前可以称义了。前面是最接近在神的面前称义，现在这个生命从我们身上活出来，我们在人的面前也显出了一个公义。那个公平良善的生命。
And so then, as we live out this life, it becomes manifested as righteous and good, and then we can also become righteous and good before men.
啊，这个需要时间的哈，因为你看看基督说，那你这里面有主耶稣的生命，我没觉得你良善、公平、正义呢。那是因为他的生命必须要从里面活出来，你才能看得见。
And so this takes time, because you may say, I see Christians who don't seem righteous or good, but that's because it does take time for the life to be lived out.
最后，当阿摩斯在讲到那个灭亡、那个咒诅审判最终要临到以色列的时候，
And lastly, when Amos said that judgment and destruction will come upon Israel,
他说以色列人根本那到那个时候，以色列人根本无处可逃。
He said that Israel will be unable to escape.
因为就是他们挖透了地下的阴间啊也好，或者说爬到天上去的好，神也要把他们抓下来，面临神的那个公义的审判。
Even if they dug a hole into Sheol or Hades, or they ascended to heaven, God would take His hand and bring them back to face judgment.
而且当到那个时候，他们要再寻找神的话，要寻找那个救恩，想要存活的时候，神说那个阿摩斯说已经没有了，他们找不到神的话在哪里。
And at that time, Amos said that even if they searched for the word of God, looked for salvation, it is no longer there for them.
然后那些围观的列国呢，他们也三番四次的犯罪呢，那些列国呢？
And what about the surrounding nations who also continually sinned?
他们啊，当时当亚述帝国在灭亡以色列的时候，我们都知道周围的邻国也一同受到掳掠，但是他们没有灭亡，绝大部分没有灭亡，很奇。以色列北国灭亡了，但他们没有。
And we know that time where when the Assyrian Empire was assaulting Israel, the northern kingdom was abolished, but then the surrounding nations, they weren't just completely destroyed yet.
Right. 他们实际上还存活了136年的时间，最后被灭亡了，包括犹大在内。
They lasted about another 136 years after the destruction of the northern kingdom, but eventually they were also destroyed, and then also the southern kingdom, Judah.
大家知道吗？周围的列国的灭亡，那是灰飞烟灭啊！如果不是圣经记载，甚至今天都不知道他们曾经在历史上存在过。他们是真的灭亡。
You know that their destruction was so complete that if the Bible didn't record them, then no one would have known they existed.
但是以色列没有被灭亡尽尽，圣经这么说，就是阿摩斯这样说：你们不会灭绝尽尽的。
But Amos says that the kingdom of Israel was not completely eradicated or wiped out.
因为神应许他们啊，神应许他们啊，神怜悯他们，因为他们是神的见证人啊，是神的选民。
Because God had mercy on them and had a promise for them because they were the chosen people of God.
神说还要重建大卫的帐幕，要堵住那些破口。
And God said that He would raise the fallen tabernacle of David, and He would wall up their breaches.
因为神对以色列拣选他们做选民，所以对他们有特别的怜悯。
And because God chose Israel as His people, He had a special grace and mercy for them.
但是其余周围的国家灰飞烟灭了。
And but the surrounding nations were completely wiped out.
今天啊，来到我们的今天。我们都知道更大的灭亡正在面临着这个世界。
And so today, coming back to today, we know that we're about to face an even greater destruction.
圣经告诉我们，刚才弟兄在带领唱诗歌的时候也提到了，将有更大的灭亡，就是大地震、大瘟疫。我不知道今天我们这个瘟疫算不算大瘟疫，但是大瘟疫、大地震、大战争将要降临到这个世界。
And our brother, when he led us in the hymn sing, also alluded to this, that there's going to be an even greater war, earthquake, and plague. I don't know if today's pandemic counts as a great plague, but there will be even greater ones forthcoming.
同样，圣经说他们人无处可逃，你知道吗？那个时候人想死，圣经说连死都远离他们，他们想死都死不了。你知道人痛苦到一个地步，想死的。但是那个时候圣经说你想死都没有死的权利了，你只有痛苦临到你。
And so that at that time there will be nowhere to run, and you know that the Bible also says that those, because of their suffering, they want to die, but they're seeking death, but death does not, they cannot die.
不光是这样，在那个时候是没有怜悯的。你说啊，我还可以寻求神，我还可以相信神，对不起，已经没有救恩了。
And you know, at that time also, there is no more mercy. People may think that, no, at that time, I will go look for God and call upon Him, but it is too late.
主耶稣说，黑暗将到，临到这个世界的时候，光再也没有了。你寻找不到光了。
The Lord Jesus says that once darkness comes upon this earth, there is no more light, even if you go looking for it.
所以我们今天说时势真恶，但是知道吗？会越来越恶的。
And so today we say that this is a time of great evil, but do you know that more evil is coming?
你知道不信的人都知道这件事情。你去看，就你中国流行一句话，就是什么呢？今后的十年，那么会很糟糕。你现在这十年中的第一年是最好的，你越往后越糟糕，所以你一直活在好像最好的里面，因为越往后越糟糕。
So even non-believers know this. Do you know that in China right now, there is this thinking that the present time you have now is going to be the best time, because the times following are going to be even worse. So live in the best time now, because the years after are going to get worse.
Right. 你知道今天中国大陆流行一个词，大家知道这个词吗？
Do you know there is a popular word in China today? Do you know what it is?
叫润，大家知道这个润这个词吗？我想在大陆看微信的人一定知道这个润。润是来自于中文的 run, R-U-N.
It is alliteration of the English word run.
Yeah, 因为中国如果中汉语拼音如果是 R-U-N, 英文叫 run, 就是逃跑，赶快跑。然后中文呢，如果把那个发音汉语拼音发过来，就是润，对吧？大家知道这个词吧？好，您都没你看不知道润这个词啊？现在大陆特别时髦这个词，就是赶快跑吧，就这个意思。
And so if you look in WeChat, then you'll see this phrase, the alliteration, the Chinese word that's the alliteration of run all over the place.
当然他们说的是从一个国家run到另外一个国家去，对吧？
And to run from one nation to another nation.
其实你从这个国家run到另外一个国家也好，你从现在run到天堂也好，run到地狱也好，其实都是一样的，核战争来临，哪个都跑不了。
So, they say whether you run from here to another place, or if you run to heaven, or you run to hell, when nuclear war comes, the end result is the same.
当大灾难来临的时候，哪里都没有可逃的地方。
When the great disaster,
哪里都一样。
Great tribulation comes, everyone will experience the same thing.
所以大家要趁着现在还有机会的时候，赶快润到主耶稣基督的面前。让到主耶稣基督的面前。
And so while you have the chance yet today, we need to run to the Lord Jesus.
我们因着寻求主耶稣来到他面前，我们相信他，我们就可以在神面前称义了。
We need to come before the Lord Jesus to believe in Him, and then we will be considered justified before God.
我们就会得着一个永远圣洁公义的生命。
And we will gain this holy and righteous life.
圣经告诉我们，我们还可以因着这个缘故，我们可以逃避大灾难。将临到世界那些大灾难降临的时候，我们可以逃离。
And so if we have this life, the Bible tells us that we can escape the coming great tribulation. So that when the great tribulation comes, we will be taken away from it.
还不止这些，圣经告诉我们，我们将来有一天有一个真正的公平正义的国度要降临到这个地上，千年的一个国度。
Not only this, but there is an absolutely righteous and just kingdom that will follow.
如果我们有耶稣基督的生命，我们就可以有份于这个真正的我们心中一直盼望的公平正义的国度，我们就会有份于那个国度。
And so if we have the life of Jesus in us, then we can be take part in that truly just and righteous kingdom.
所以我们无论在网上的在座的福音朋友，现在是机会，赶快在耶稣基督的面前。
And so for our friends sitting amongst us or online, now is the time where you have the opportunity to run to Lord Jesus.
我们接受他为我们的死，他的血洁净我们的罪。
We accept that He died for us and that His sin and His blood cleansed us of our sins.
我们得到他永恒的生命，我们会逃离将这个世界将要面临的大灾难，我们心会平安，我们会喜乐，我们知道我们有未来。
And we receive His eternal life so that we can escape the great tribulation, and then our hearts will have peace and rest.
这个世界没有。
Something that the world cannot provide.
你去看看，不管是在美国，在中国，不管那些领袖、那些政治人物说的有多美好，你知道，你心会告诉你，根本没有。
And no matter where you are in the U.S. and China, wherever you look, you will not find that in this world.
好，我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
我们在天上的神，我们的父，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks.
谢谢你借着阿摩斯所讲述的历史警告，来警告我们今天的人。
We thank you for the history that's provided by Amos that serves as a warning for us today.
当初阿摩斯所经历的，正在我们今天重演。
All that Amos experienced is in front of our eyes.
而且远超过那个规模。
So that we can see what is to come.
主啊，因为你看见这个人世人类社会是如此的不公不义。
And Lord, because you see how mankind is so unrighteous and unholy.
越来越没有良善可言。
And that we can no longer find goodness amongst the men.
即将恶贯满盈。
So the fullness of the measure of evil has come.
但是父啊，你仍然为我们开了一条路。
So, Father, you have given us a way out.
仍然给我们怜悯，让我们有时间可以赶快来到你的面前，寻求我们的主耶稣基督。
And that you are merciful and you give us opportunity to come before the Lord and seek Him.
使我们的罪被洁净。
So that our sins can be cleansed.
使我们可以得到永恒的生命。
And so that we may gain eternal life.
父啊，我们谢谢你，巴不得你的话语能够继续开启在我们在座每一个还在寻求的人的心里面。
And Lord, would your word continue to work in those of us who are still seeking?
父啊，求你亲自对每一个人讲话。
And Lord, would you personally speak to each one of us?
爱他们，不要放弃他们。
Would you love them? Would you not let them go?
好使他们还有不多的时间里面的时候，赶快相信主耶稣基督。
That they would, while they still have time, quickly believe in the Lord Jesus.
主啊，今天他们都来到你的面前。
And today they've already come before you.
求你纪念他们。
Would you remember them?
因为他们来，就说明他们有个寻找你的心。
They are here because they have a seeking heart.
哦，主啊，你就让他寻见，他们叩门，你就跟他开门。
And Lord, would you meet them? And when they knock, would you open the door?
父啊，我们谢谢你，这样祷告乃是奉耶稣基督的名。
Lord, we thank you. We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.